This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Nau mai, haere mai, and welcome to this practice of Yoga Nidra for weaving a blanket of togetherness. I'm just back from a beautiful weekend away learning to make whakapapa quilts with Ron Takawa, an amazing textile artist. And the whole weekend was a blaze of colours and textures and the whirrings of 20 sewing machines with feet fanging it hard out on the pedals. And everyone created such delicious creations, and it was such a gentle way to be together, learning, sharing, eating and sleeping. And to wrap yourselves in the stories of your families is like a big hug from your ancestors, holding you close each night. And we all need this. There is so much going on in the world and even closer to home at the moment. And my hope is that this practice of Yoga Nidra as a daily nourishment allows us some respite from these systems of oppression. If we take the time to rest and enter the liminal space that is Yoga Nidra, then we're free of all social conditioning, all family expectations, and even linear time and logic. We are free even of the limitations we place on ourselves. We are free to expand our minds to magic up creative solutions and also to dream up a whole new reality free of the bonds of our current waking reality. We can dream the dream of a whole new way of being and allow ourselves the ability to wake up to a better reality. Yoga Nidra does not mean to go to sleep, but instead to meditate on the process of going to sleep and waking up. And as we close our eyes to rest, we open our mind and our inner vision to the reality of our current world, as well as a whole different time continuum. In this in-between space, we all become dream weavers of a new future beyond our ancestors' wildest dreams. Imagine if we all took this time to rest with the collective vision of creating a vast dream weaver's blanket, one so large that there is space for everyone to find a place to rest, and so wide that it can double over and snuggle everyone in. And you know that in this magical land of Yoga Nidra, there are no duvet hoggers who steal it all for themselves. The Dreamweaver blanket expands as needed for absolutely everyone to find the temperature and space for themselves within this collective dream space. So settling in and letting your body find the position that feels right for you. And until we create this amazing dream weaving blanket, you might need to take care of yourself, finding the pillows and all the blankets that you need, and maybe shutting the door to get some quiet time to rest. And feeling your body start to adjust to being horizontal after being vertical. Your body settling into the new reality of being held closer to the earth, with a hug from the forces of gravity. And feeling the weight of your head being held by Papatuanuku. Your shoulders letting down and softening. Letting down through your upper arms, your elbows. All the way down through your forearms and your hands, wherever they might be resting. And perhaps you can let these busy little hands, these hands that do so much, just soften down to have a rest. Feeling your thumb switching off, your first fingers switching off, middle fingers, ring fingers, little fingers all switching off. And just feeling that sense of having let down all the way from your fingertips, all the way back up through your arms, through your armpits, and all the way through into the space between your shoulder blades. And feeling here that you can let down through your spine into the embrace of Papatuanuku. all the way down through this upper part of your back and the middle part of your back. All the way down through the small of your back and your sacrum, all the way to the very tip of your tailbone. And then feeling a sense of letting down through your buttocks and all the muscles that surround your hips. Feeling the weight of your hip joints, your buttock muscles letting down. Letting down through your thighs and the backs of your knees. And all the way down through your calves into your heels and ankles. Feeling that even your toes can switch off, your big toes, second toes, third and fourth toes, and your little toes all switching off. Feeling the whole of the back of your body here held in this embrace of Papatūānuku. Holding you so tenderly, so gently. And perhaps feeling the sense of being held now, expanding from the very tips of your toes and up and over the tops of your feet, through the front of your ankles and your shins, all the way up through your kneecaps and your thighs. Feeling your pelvis and your belly soften. Maybe you can feel the gentle rise and fall of your belly as you breathe in and as you breathe out. Perhaps you can feel your ribs gently expanding as you inhale and softening down as you exhale. Feeling the rise and the fall of your chest. And there might even be awareness of the flow of air in and out through your nostrils. And perhaps you can feel the coolness or the warmth of the air blowing in through your nostrils. And how it feels warmer still as you breathe out. Perhaps feeling the weight of your body here, held by Papatūānuku, and yet the lightness of your breath. And feeling the sense of being held by Papatūānuku, she holds us all. She is unaware of the lines drawn upon her skin that mark fences and boundaries and names of countries. She is unaware of pieces of paper that claim to own her, of flags that mark her as territory. She is simply here to hold us all in her loving embrace, making space for us all. Feeling the whole of your body held in this embrace. And regardless of where you're resting, whether it be in an apartment in the middle of a city or in a cabin way out in the sticks, know that you're held in the hammock of tree roots and mycelium pathways, crisscrossing and interweaving within the very depths of the soil. All the messages support these pathways carry to interconnect the trees from Tāne Mahuta high up, all the way down to the trees and the plants in your neighborhood. Little song lines of hope and love, medicine and support that the trees and the soil microbes share to create health for them all and health for all beings in this world. These messages of hope and love, medicine and support tend the lungs of the world, so that we might all have a home to live within. And perhaps feeling that connection now with the lungs of the earth as you watch your effortless breath flowing in and flowing out. Giving your exhalation to the trees nearby and welcoming their loving gift of oxygen as you breathe in. A little dance of giving and receiving with the mere act of breathing. Thanking the lungs of the world for each inhalation and giving this thanks with the gift of your exhalation. And as you feel the soft rising and falling of your chest with your soft and effortless breath, inviting your awareness to drop into manawa, your heart space, observing and welcoming all that you're feeling here, welcoming all physical sensations, all thoughts, all feelings. And you may wish to simply rest here, here within the hammock of the tree roots, giving and receiving the gift of breath, the gift of life. Or you may wish to gather your materials to weave the blanket of togetherness. And perhaps your ancestors are here to help you by offering their wisdom and skills. There might be nettles or hemp fermented and spun into strong fiber, or wool shed or shorn from the sheep, flaxes and linens, and maybe cotton wisps or fur fluff. All these fibers grown from the earth and fed from the sun to become a fiber to weave into our blanket of dreams. And feeling this gift of the biggest star, who brings us the gift of life, the sunlight beaming down through all your mama points, awakening your inner vision for your blanket of togetherness. Feeling that warmth of the sun melting down through the crown of your head and into the space between your eyebrows. Melting all the way down through your face and into the little dip in between your collarbones. Feeling your shoulders being gently toasted by the warmth of the sunlight. Moving through your right shoulder and all the way down into your elbow. Sunlight moving along into your wrist and toasting the very tips of your fingers. Your right thumb, first finger, little finger, ring finger and little finger. And feeling that warmth washing across and up through your wrist and elbow and shoulder and all the way back to that little pool of sunlight there in the dip between your collarbones. And the sun moving across the sky now, moving across your left shoulder and toasting all the way down through your upper arm and into your elbow, into your left wrist, toasting the very tips of your fingers, your left thumb, first finger, middle finger, ring finger, and little finger. And that warmth, your whole left arm bathed in the warmth through your wrist, your elbow, and your shoulder. And all the way back to the little pool of sunlight there in the dip between your collarbones. And then feeling the sunlight moving down, warming across your chest, beaming deep into your heart space, across into the right side of your chest and the left side of your chest. And then the outer sun meeting your inner sun, your solar plexus, toasting your belly button and your pelvis. And then warming all the way down through your right hip and knee and ankle, toasting the very tips of your toes, your big toe and second toe, third and fourth and little toe. Moving back through your right ankle, knee and hip, all the way back into your pelvis. And then the sunlight beaming all the way down through your left hip, your left knee, left ankle, toasting the tips of your toes, big toe, second toe, third and fourth and little toe. And the sunlight gently moving back into your ankle, your knee, your hip, all the way back into your pelvis and your belly, all the way back into Manawa, your heart space, all the way back into the little pool of sunlight and the dip between your collarbones, and all the way back up to your third eye, and then drawing the light of the largest star into Fata Manawa, your inner vision, to create this blanket of togetherness. And feeling the support of the hammock of the tree roots and Papa Tuanuku holding your body in support as you start to weave. Feeling the threads weaving around the earth of your body, a little sleepy blankie like a cocoon to hatch a whole new way of being. And winding these threads between your right big toe and your second toe, and your third and fourth and fifth toe, and drawing the loom over and across to your left big toe, and winding these threads between your left big toe and second toe, and your third and fourth and fifth toe, and weaving from your right ankle to your left ankle, and from your right knee to your left knee, and from your right thigh to your left thigh, and from your right hip and buttock to your left hip and buttock, and then moving across your back, weaving from your right ribs to your left ribs, from your right shoulder blade to your left shoulder blade, and then creating a loose weave for your arms, a cozy shawl to warm your shoulders. Right thumb to your left thumb. Right index finger to your left index finger. Right middle finger to your left middle finger. And right ring finger to your left ring finger. And the right little finger to your left little finger. Your right forearm and elbow to your left forearm and elbow. And from your right upper arm and shoulder to your left upper arm and shoulder. And finally, a cozy little hood to cradle around the back of your head. And resting here, cradled, cocooned and cozy. Resting here in this chrysalis, a space of seemingly nothingness, but also deep, deep transformation. And allowing there to be a quiet pause, a space to allow all the dreams of your ancestors and all your wildest imaginings to slowly intertwine into the weave of the blanket. What beautiful world might this blanket of togetherness create? And whatever shape your blanket has taken, bringing that design right now into your heart space. Feeling the warp and the weft snuggling around your heart so that you might embrace all that is arising in Manawa now. Welcoming all the physical sensations. Welcoming all your thoughts. And welcoming all your feelings. And And then feeling that you can open this blanket of togetherness, opening it out, ready to share. A huge picnic blanket for all to feast upon. A shelter for those needing protection. A gift of love from your hands and your heart, meeting to bring an idea into form. And laying the blanket of togetherness open and drinking in all the colors and the shapes, the textures and the form, your beautiful offering to each and every being in this world. And knowing that you might wish to stay here, resting upon or within this beautiful blanket here and now. Or you may wish to fall into a deeper sleep or a wee siesta. Or you might wish to arise and bring the blanket of togetherness with you now into the waking world. And if you choose to arise, perhaps just starting to take a deeper breath in. Feeling your blanket moving against your body. And maybe start to wiggle your fingers and toes, and perhaps you can feel the textures of this blanket against the very tips of your fingers, against the very tips of your toes. And maybe just starting to wriggle and shuffle. And you might like to roll over onto your side, moving your tongue and your mouth to help your brain wake back up. Maybe taking a deeper breath or a yawn in. And knowing that this practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. And thank you for listening.